pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. It's great to have all of you with us. The second hour begins, and we go to Michael, who is on Maui. Good afternoon, Michael.
Morning, Paul. How are you?
We're doing well. I'm hesitant to ask how you are, considering what has been going on around you.
I'm surprisingly good, but the island obviously has some issues out here. Oh. I really wanted to call today just to let everybody know this is not just a Hawaii thing. I'm originally from Birmingham, Alabama. So I graduated from Pelham High School back in 1986.
Oh, man.
Yes, Mr. Dabo Swinney was a freshman when I graduated from there. So we got a lot of roots in the SEC country. My oldest friend here on Maui is from Tuscaloosa and graduated from Alabama. Another friend of mine is from Florence, Alabama. And I know there's a lot of Alabama folks that listen to this show. And when I did get home before you went to ESPN, I listened to you on Jocks, and I still listen to those guys on iHeart here.
Oh,
so
thank you. Thank
really
you very much.
To kind of reach out. Yeah, for years, man. But my friend from Tuscaloosa, and I'm not going to mention his name, he and I met in Lahaina Harbor. We worked at the same dive shop for a couple of years together. That dive shop doesn't exist anymore. Hmm. He lived in Lahaina. His house is gone. His place of employment is gone. His wife's place of employment is gone. They had money in the house for a rainy day. It all burned up.
Oh.
The only thing left is ashes. It's absolutely horrible. So it's not just homes that are being affected out here. It's livelihoods. I'm sorry, my schools are out. My five-year-old just walked in. It's pretty difficult, to say the least. The community is very proud of the Hawaii community. The aloha spirit is very similar to Southern hospitality. It's been amazing, man. It really has, to see the community step up the way they have. But I really wanted to reach out to let people know that back home in Alabama, back home in Georgia, back home in Tennessee, you can help out. You can help us here. If your heart is so desired, we would like to go to just Google Maui Strong, and that will take you to HawaiiCommunityFoundation.org, and you can make a donation there. It's going to be pretty bad here for a while. You know, they were asking people not to come here. They were deplaning people. But 80% of our economy is tourism-based. So the financial aspect of this, they're anticipating $10 to $11 billion in the long run. And the short term, what's happened is people have lost their homes and they're about to start losing livelihoods. So it's difficult. But I wanted to share just a little bit of information. If you don't know, the death toll as of this morning was 99 in a town of 10,000. So 1% of the population has confirmed dead, and another 1,000 are missing. So 10% of the population of Lahaina is gone, or missing right now, and 1% is gone. Yeah, it's a beautiful place to live, but not right now, Paul. You think there's anything that your listeners would like me to say or answer?
Well, number one, I'm glad you brought this up, because it's something that every person watching and listening has seen. But I think you're bringing it home a little closer. Just in terms of your own, could you tell us from a geographical standpoint, where are you in relation? I mean, I know Maui's a pretty big place, but where are you in relation to where the worst of this is?
I live in Wailuku currently. The worst of that is on the west side of the island, or the west side of Maui.
Okay.
From my house on Wednesday, I have a pretty nice view of if you've been here, of Haleakala or the other mountain. And we could literally, it's not just Lahaina that was affected. We had wildfires, although I saw six different fires burning from my backyard on the other mountain. And I can't even see Lahaina. So I know the news is talking about Lahaina, but they're not talking about the losses up in Kula or Olinda. The other town, North Kihei, was evacuated this, you know, earlier in the day before the fires, but they were able to get that one under control. The Lahaina fire, they thought they had it out and completely contained. But then, as I'm sure y'all heard, the winds were just insane that day. Yeah, I mean, it was blowing 60 miles an hour, for goodness sakes. Talk about fueling a fire. But for me personally, it's an odd story. We hosted evacuees in my house until they were able to get out. They left Saturday. So we had a family of six staying with us. You know, their biggest concern was getting back up to their hotel to get their belongings. And they were able to do that. They opened up the road for about 4 hours on Friday. And when they came back, I mean, they were pretty much all in tears. Their car, I was like, what's that smell? And just driving from the road, their car smelled of the smoke. It was just, and, you know, they drove 15, 20 miles out of the smoke to get back to my house. And, you know, it was still smelled the smoke on the car. And it's, yeah, it's depressing. There's no other word to say it.
Well, Michael, number one, we're glad to hear from you. Please stay in touch with us. And I think, you know, everyone everywhere is thinking of your fellow Islanders. And you be well. Take care of yourself. And thank you so very, very much. Wow. That is hard to hear. Carter is up next. Good afternoon. Hey, Carter.
What's up, Paul? How are you?
We are well. Thank you.
Yes, sir. First thing, who do you think will win in Tuscaloosa between Bama and Texas this year?
Right now, I would go with Alabama.
Really? I don't know. Yeah, I just think that Texas offense is just – I don't think Bama's going to be able to stop it. I think Bama's on a decline right now. Not real sure how much Saban has left in the tank. But I don't know. I just think – Ewers will get the job done if he stays healthy, unlike last year.
Now, let me also add this. I'm giving you a prediction, which is really not a prediction. It's just a feeling. But until Alabama settles on the quarterback, and until we get a sample of that during the first game, it's a fairly difficult thing to do is make that call. What I'm curious about what you said, though, is why are you? I mean, listen, it's easy to compare Saban in a slight way to Kirby Smart's program right now, but why do you think he's in such a decline?
I think the game's getting too new for him with the whole NIL era. I think he's too much of a traditional coach. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's probably, as of now, the best to ever do it.
No, I think everybody understands that, but I'm just listen, I've had criticism of Nick Saban. I'm not trying to act like I haven't, but it's been in context of mainly about where his program is compared to where it was. But, you know, he just got through with a really amazing recruiting year. He's recruiting well. I don't think the NIL part of that affected him any more than maybe the first year it affected him a little bit. But are you suggesting that he's struggling to deal with the players because of NIL?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I understand. I mean, he is a traditionalist, and I think there's some players that have not come there that he perhaps could have gotten in the past because of their hand was out and he was unwilling to compromise, which you have to respect him for. But anyway, it's a work in progress right now. I don't think anybody really knows how it's going to end for Nick Saban. I know a lot of people are optimistic, though. Billy is in Philly. Hello, Billy.
Hi, Paul. Nice to see you again. That's
Thank
talk
you.
From Maui. It was really serious. I feel humbled to even call after that.
That's
a serious deal. What I wanted to push back a little bit on is the first interviewer you had about students as employees.
Kevin Blackstone.
Yes. He raised, of course, a lot of very valid points. But what I would like to suggest is that institutions really matter. Being a star in any big professional conference means you got into the professional conference in the first place. I think that I'm nervous about unions, and talking to them as students, as employees, I think is a bad sign. I think it's easy to underestimate the value of the SEC, the ACC, the University of Alabama. These are not toy institutions. They're really serious, and they give you a lot of clout. I just looked up the placement at the University of Alabama this year. 90% of graduates in the University of Alabama have jobs or are going to continuing education. I looked at schools in the Northeast. It's as high as 98%. I'm looking at starting salaries for engineers and business students. They're like $50,000 to $60,000. You don't get this for not this. The school gets credit for that. I think that if you look at the personalities of the coaches are generally superior to most of the college presidents and chancellors. I don't think they've done a particularly brilliant job. And if you want to talk about cleaning things up, I would start there. But don't underestimate the clout and the importance of just getting that degree and going to that school. They really count for a lot. That's all.
Great call. Thank you, Billy. We appreciate it. We're up against a break. When we come back, more phone calls, more guests. Busy, busy Tuesday afternoon. And we head back to school. Aubrey Carter is our next guest.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back as we continue back to school, as we have been doing for a couple of days. Aubrey Carter joining us from the Reflector. That is the campus operation at Mississippi State. Aubrey, thank you very much for being here. Before we get too deep in Bulldog conversation, let's talk a little bit about you. I understand you grew up in Birmingham, and tell us about yourself.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm from Birmingham, and I actually – my freshman year of college, I went to Florida State and just decided that wasn't for me. So I came to Mississippi State, and I've just fell in love with the community around here. And of course, all of the sports and the nice people that I've met.
So Aubrey, how many transfer portal jokes have you gotten from your friends after you made the move?
Enough. Plenty.
So I'm compelled to ask you this because I spent so much of my career in Birmingham knowing the school allegiances there, with Alabama 55 miles to the west and Auburn about 100 miles to the south. How did you end up going first to Tallahassee and then to Starkville?
Yes, sir. Well, my whole thing was I wanted to get out because, I mean, I went to a very big school in the Birmingham area, and I had a lot of friends going to Auburn and Alabama. But I have family in Tallahassee, and I've grown up around the area of Tallahassee. And so that's where why my first move was there. And, yeah, everyone was like, why didn't you go to Alabama after or Auburn? And, you know, I just wanted to get away.
Well, for that, I commend you because it, and there's nothing wrong with going to either school, but it's you walked a little bit on the wild side. Although, for those who don't know, Starkville is not very far from Birmingham. It's a pretty quick trip.
No, yeah, not far at all. It's just the perfect trip. About 2.5 hours. I can get home if I need to, but I can stay away if I need to also.
So you're majoring in communications. Curious, what led you to that?
Yeah, so originally I was not a communications major. I was a psychology major, and I was like, what am I going to do with this? So I did a little research, did a little soul digging, and realized, you know, I love to write. I love people. And so I switched to communications and the emphasis of digital journalism and broadcast. And I love it. I'm so glad I made the switch. And I love being a part of the newspaper and all the opportunities that I've gotten through that.
Well, that is really good. Talking to Aubrey Carter. So, Aubrey, I realize everybody's just getting back and situated. So some of the stuff is going to be new in relation to what's happening with Coach Harned and the players. We talked to him and, of course, Will Rogers at Media Days, and they both seem pretty upbeat. It's an unusual transition. What are you learning so far, and what do you make out of what the Bulldogs are facing this year?
No, of course, we're all going to miss Mike Leach. He was not just a great coach, but he was a great person. And I think Zach Arnett has some big shoes to fill, but I think they have the right person for the job. I mean, because he was on staff with Leach, and he's been able to build relationships and respect. And I think we have a lot of faith that he's going to take the Bulldogs to maybe a winning season.
Well, that would be good. And I think fans, I mean, what's interesting, and I'm curious, that seems like would be a good season in the transitional year. Although I hear the experts now. I really don't know what that means. Even though I've been doing this a long time, some are pretty upbeat. They think with Will Rogers, one of the better quarterbacks around, maybe the Bulldogs can be a surprising team. If they are surprising, give us a reason to believe in them.
No, for sure. I mean, like, why not? We're going to have some things to work with. I mean, we have a new head coach. That's a lot on our plate. But with Will Rogers being the man, obviously, I have no doubt that he's going to start this season. But even other players like Mike Wright, I think he could be an awesome quarterback, too, in the future. He has the legs. He can run. And I don't really think he's afraid to get hit. So maybe later in the season, it'll change up a little bit. You know, we never know. Got to roll with the punches.
You know, as you look at that schedule, it's manageable. Arizona, second game, LSU at home. The crossover game is at South Carolina. What I mean by that is, you know, Bulldogs always play Kentucky, and they have them at home. So if you're looking at the SEC East in the final year, Aubrey, it's hard to imagine State faring any better. There's no Tennessee. There's no Georgia. And I'm certainly not diminishing Kentucky and South Carolina, but you're eliminating two of the top teams in the country by this schedule. That's a pretty good deal.
No, I agree. I think we have a pretty good schedule this year. And honestly, my record prediction, I think we're going to go 7-4 again before the Egg Bowl. And of course, I'm going to have to say we're going to take the Egg Bowl, win it in Stark Vegas. And I think we're probably going to have a good season again this year.
So that 8 wins wouldn't be bad at all. I guess you're looking at Alabama as probably the most not the home game, but still very difficult. Where else do you think the Bulldogs could get tripped up?
Yeah, obviously Alabama is a possibility that we're going to get tripped up, but South Carolina is going to be a tough one. I think LSU is going to be a tough one, and I think it's a toss-up between Auburn and Texas A&M. I think we're going to go 1-1. You know, we might win one, lose the other. So We'll just have to see how it goes.
Aubrey, I really like your confidence, and I'm sure all those who will be reading you and keeping up with you this fall will as well. Hey, thanks for dropping by. We certainly have enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. Aubrey Carter covers the Bulldogs for The Reflector. We will take a break. More of your phone calls right after this.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back, and Larry is up next. Good afternoon, Larry.
Hey, man, you probably ain't going to be happy with this phone call. I doubt if Jim will be happy. And I don't normally say nothing about Jim. I lay back because I don't want him coming on my call screaming, call me a drunken fool idiot, which is God don't like that. Which he don't care. But let me say something. We had a 24-hour rule we always used to go by. But Jim just constantly gets on this show and drags this Twitter stuff up with different people he's battling with and just bleeds all over you. Are you there?
Well, where else would I be, Larry?
I know, and I'm not.
I mean, you think I got a part-time job while you're talking?
But he's got to quit hijacking this freaking show.
So you're telling, so what you're really saying, Larry.
Person on the radio.
No.
Well, no, he wasn't. He just did that because that young man had a great call. I'm just tired. Everybody's tired of it, Paul. Come on. Just
so
come on,
what,
Jim.
What's
come
your,
on
Larry,
talk about
Larry, 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 Larry.
And quit arguing about people. And I, man, he's weird. He reminds me of something from outer space. I mean, he gets on here to crazy-ass stuff, and Jim gets on here. And can't we just have Jim to maybe please help us out, Jim? Come on here. Talk about baseball, okay? Let's talk about it. But Jesus Christ, don't talk about, man, my buddy, blah, blah, blah. And legends of no good devil. Let's just be Paul Feinbaum's show, like the young man, like the man in Selma. That's all he lived for, brother. He loved his show, but he don't live here. Legend. Wild dog,
Larry, answer me this, please. I feel like I can ask you a direct question. What do I need to do differently?
Just talk to Jim, man. Talk to him. Say,
I did talk to him today.
All this mess. I mean, he screams at people and calls them fools. And I don't want to hear him. I don't want to talk to him. I don't want him on my call. And I've never had no problem with him but until right now. He's right back going, same old crap. 24-hour rule. Jim, hey, get on here and talk about something besides your personal issues with these a-holes on Twitter. If you can't get on here and talk about some substance or something of sports, then keep your ass off this show. Now, thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Larry. That was quite a call there. Let's calm down.
Yep. Good point.
No, I thought Larry, agree or not, he was cogent. Right to the point.
Mr. Feinbaum, how you feeling? Thank you so much
AC,
for taking my
good
call.
Afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too.
Well, Mr. Larry, according to Mr. Feinbaum, Jim is a Hall of Fame caller. So he could say whatever he wants to, whether it's PG, whether it's rated R. If Jim does anything to Legend, guess what, Mr. Feinbaum? On behalf of Legend, I'm going to sue you and the ESPN. Because this is getting... by the way, he's your Hall of Fame caller. The Hall of Famers, they don't quit the show. He is Hall of Fame, all right, when it comes to quitting the show. But guess who I am? I'm not a legend. I'm not a Hall of Famer. I'm a legend killer. Take that, homie. Holla.
Holla. Earl is up next in Colorado. Hello, Earl.
Hello, Paul. Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Okay.
And I'm an LSU fan, right?
Right.
And then you have Missouri, which are the Tigers, and Auburn, which are the Tigers. I'd have a suggestion. Perhaps they could call LSU could change their name to the Bayou Bengals. They wouldn't have to do a whole lot. I mean, just change some stuff because they still have the same mascot. And Auburn, they do the War Eagle thing more than they do the Tiger thing, so they could be the War Eagles. And then Missouri could just stay the same. And then we could at least have that. Then we could tackle the issue about the Bulldogs and the other Tigers, you know, the Memphis Tigers and the Clemson Tigers. But what do you think about that idea?
I think that's a great idea, Earl. I will pass it along immediately. Bulldog is up next in Los Angeles. Hello, Bulldog.
Oh, man, I'm back, Paul. I love my buddy Jimmy in Tuscaloosa. I ain't got no problem with Jimmy. I was listening to him intently at the top of last hour. And he's a big mouth like me. Only thing, I'm right. And I think Alabama is ranked where they should be at number 4. And if they ain't got their mind right or quarterback right, they're going to be, you know, below number 4 at the end season's end. I love the AP poll, you know. Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama. I'm really pulling for Alabama to meet my Georgia Bulldogs, that is, and the SEC tournament. They might not make it, man, you know. I'm looking forward to buying a beer or a dope beverage for old Jimmy down in Tuscaloosa. I love him. He mouths off, much like me, but I'm always right. You know, really come to my Bulldogs. Alabama has 5-star talent everywhere, but, you know, so does Georgia. And Georgia's going for the three-peat. 2 weeks ago, I was in Athens on vacation in Atlanta seeing my folks. And I just drove up an hour and a half, you know, up that US 29 and 316, whatever the case may be, went to Athens and went in Busmare State building and looked at all trophies and walked around the campus. I'm back now here in California, got a lot of pictures. And I'm telling you, man, you know, everybody talking about Georgia's schedule, but it is what it is, man. You know, whether we win by 50 or 40, it doesn't matter. The schedule's there. Now, the Tennessee game on the road, you know, that might be problematic. You got the Ole Miss game in there, but we'll be all right. But relative to Jimmy, you know, I'm looking forward to next year when we got to play Alabama on the road. I'm looking forward to that, man, God willing, if we live that long, you know. But it's one of those things where I don't have a problem with Jimmy. And I know Jimmy's listening. That's my buddy. He's a big mouth like me, you know. And he's always, he pisses a lot of people off. I laugh at his ass, you know. And I think Nick Saban realized this is Kirby Smart's time. You know, they got quarterback issues just like Georgia. But the only difference is Georgia's QB situation is more fixable, if you will. And our defense is it's going to be there. Our offensive line is one of the tops in the nation. Our running back room is tight. So, you know, it is what it is, man. Alabama better worry about playing on the road at A&M. They better worry about playing Texas. You know, I think Texas is going to upset them, you know. They're going to get them back. If it wasn't for a bad call last year, because Bryce Young was sacked in the end zone, should have been a safety, but the umpires missed it. I think Alabama would have been lower than they are. But the AP poll is accurate, I think, you know. I love college football, Paul. You already know that. I'm from the Deep South, even though I live out here in California. But Jimmy has irked off a lot of people. I laugh at his ass, you know. But so me and Jimmy, we're two peas in a pod, and when I buy him a beer next year in Tuscaloosa, it's because, you know, Georgia's going to whack that ass, you know. And it is what it is. Thanks for the time.
Hey,
Paul.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bulldog. Always great to hear from you. And Doug is up next in Oklahoma. Hello, Doug.
Woo! Man, I thought you guys forgot about me. First of all, there's been a lot of talk about Jim, and I've got something to share. I was driving yesterday, and Jimmy called and said that his parents were proud of what you said about him. I almost ran off the road, Paul. I almost ran off the road. Jim from Tuscaloosa's parents said that they were proud, like recently said this?
He did recently? Say that, and I heard it, yes.
I mean, I want to call them up and I want to know what kind of vitamins they're taking, what kind of medicine they're taking, what are they eating, because they got to be 100 years old.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they are. Now,
I'm sure we have a couple of 100-year-old viewers.
Probably. That's good. But, yeah, so way to go, Jim's parents. I'm proud of you for, you know, they've probably been married 80 years. Now, I want to talk about the AP poll. There was a lot of complaining about the polls yesterday, Paul. And as an OU fan, we're number 20 in the AP. We're number 19 in the coaches. And I love it. I love that we're right there. You want to know why? Because in 2000, which was our last national championship, we started out number 20 in the AP and number 19 in the coaches. And we had a second-year coach. This year we have a second-year coach. Seeing the similarities, and ready for this, Paul, this is going to blow your mind. We were called the Sooners back in 2000 like we are right now as well. Yeah. So I'm just saying, watch out. And one more thing. Hey, Bob, the Texas A&M fan that tried to burn me for my call on A&M yesterday, he said the exact same thing I did. He was like, that Okie said that we were that the IRS stopped our NIL thing for investigation. That's not what happened. What really happened was the IRS stopped our NIL for an investigation. Did you catch that, Paul?
I caught it. Hey, thanks, Doug. Thanks for the monologue. Very funny. Trevor in Minnesota. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for having me. Huge fan of yours.
Thank you.
Got a question for you. My wife and I, you know, up here in Minnesota, we're going to be making our first trip down south for our first SEC football game. We're going to make the trip here from Minnesota down to College Station for the A&M Bama game. So we're pretty pumped for it. Just wondering if you have any pointers or what we can expect from, you know, us from here in Minnesota coming down to SEC country or places to visit, anything you recommend.
Okay, Trevor,
let me
go over that again. Which game was that?
We're going to the A&M Alabama game.
Oh, wow. So that game is in Kyle Field and in A&M. You have picked what I think is going to be one of the best games of the year. So you have chosen wisely.
Yes.
Now, where will you be? Where will you be staying? Do you know?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. What we're actually going to be doing is one of my wife's best friends is from up here in Minnesota, and she's now she lives down in College Station, and so we're going to be staying with her and
okay.
her boyfriend.
Okay. So you'll be in the college. Older, you'll so. Be in that area in the area of the university, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's a fun little town. Let me lean on some people because I mean I know I've been there many many times, but I would lean more heavily on some folks to advise. The one thing I would recommend, I don't know if you're a historical buff, but the George Bush Library is really fascinating. I have been to that.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, perfect. That,
I mean I know that's not what you normally think about when you go to a college football game. But they had the funeral for him starting in College Station and then they went back to his home place. But that is certainly a fantastic thing to see. I'll lean on some Aggie friends of mine for some more counsel in terms of where to go, but that would be my opening recommendation, a very college football-like destination, but it's on campus.
Hey, no, I we greatly appreciate it, Paul, and like I said, we're really looking forward to this.
Okay. Thank you, Trevor. And that's George. That's senior, not George W. Bush, George H. Bush. Anyway, we'll take a break. We have a lot of guests remaining, including Connor O'Gara in the next hour. We'll be right back.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We are back and appreciate you being here. Let's check out Sean in Des Moines. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We're doing great.
So I wanted to ask you your opinion on some of the best opening games this season. I think the obvious top three would be Florida and Utah, LSU and FSU, and then North Carolina and South Carolina. Would you agree with that?
Totally.
And then I think a sneaky one would probably be Tulane and South Alabama. Obviously don't have a big following, but they both had good years last year. So I think, I don't know, I think that could potentially sneak in there. And then also I wanted to say something to Legend as an LSU boy. I agree that Alabama better be afraid of Texas and A&M next year, but, I mean, he's got to give LSU some credit. All these Alabama callers last week, it felt like someone pulled the silver spoon out of their mouth and smacked them in the face with it when I think Michael Braddock or some reporter had said, you know, whatever he had said about Alabama, but it's been fun. It's almost like someone pissed on an anthill listening to all these Alabama callers.
That is great. Hey, thank you very, very much. Good to hear from you. Can you do that to an anthill?
You better
be careful though.
You better stand back.
Yeah, in case one decides to start running up your leg.
That's right.
And 4,000 follow. Susie is up next.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Okay, Susie.
I want to give you lots of kudos today for the show and for what you do. I've, you know, bestowed my appreciation of you many, many times. But first of all, for allowing what you do for that Arkansas tragic accident that took one of a very young man, and how you came on. And I want to give my condolences to Arkansas, and I'm keeping them in my prayers, but you allow that kind of thing to come through, and that's just one of the many, many wonderful things that your show does. Michael, very profound. I felt him to my core while he was talking. And is it called Maui Strong to donate?
I'm trying to remember what Maui Strong. Maui Strong is exactly it.
Okay, because I definitely want to go there. I mean, I've been knowing about him, but when you hear someone and you hear that in their voice and talking about, like, his friend, that their house is nothing but ashes and any money they had, cash, I mean, it's just heartbreaking. And I just appreciate you allow do that. You allow your callers like Jim and Legend and I-Man, and that's part of the wonderful parts of your show, too. So it's just your facets are everywhere, and you're just a gift to, you know, your viewers and the people listening on the radio. And I just want, again, to tell you how much I appreciate you. It just, your 4 hours make my day every day. I just sit and listen, or I listen on my earbuds. But one more thing, the poll, I don't get into the polls. I mean, you know, because it's early and no one started playing. And I don't think, you know, these people that are getting their panties in a wad early with who's where, it's not going to change till probably the end of September as far as Georgia and Michigan are concerned. Do you agree? They're going to be 1 and 2 for
you're 100% correct. And I mean, I understand the enthusiasm for it, but it's fairly meaningless. And, you know, those big games that our previous caller mentioned will start shaping the poll very, very quickly. And, I think it's important to take a look at it a couple weeks into the season. Susie, thank you so much for your kind thoughts about our friends out in Maui. We'll take a short break here. We have 2 more hours to go. We hope you'll stick around.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.